What's up, guys? Welcome back to Crazy Talk. My name is Rob.
And me, Vanessa.
And thanks for joining us here today for another episode on this crazy podcast. Before we get right into the show, I'm just going to go through some quick
housekeeping.
Yes, thank you very much. That was the word I was looking for. I listen to a million podcasts every single day, and they use that word every single time, and somehow I forgot that word, and it's my vocabulary now. Mm-hmm. Housekeeping. So remember, guys, Crazy Talk is a bi-weekly podcast. Oh, actually, this reminds me. Last time, remember, I was having trouble thinking about what did bi-weekly mean, and I was like, I did not explain it correctly, because there's two different forms of people that had the argument, what does bi-weekly mean? Does bi-weekly mean two times a week or every 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. That was my argument that I never seemed to be able to argue in the last episode. So,
got it.
That's what it was. We don't have time to argue about that today, though. Okay. So don't waste your breath. Crazy Talk is a bi-weekly podcast that comes out on any podcast service that you're listening on. Remember, if you like it, don't forget to give it a 5-star, rate it on whatever podcast service you use, and share it on social media so that way your friends can look at that story and be like, yo, what is that podcast? Let me check that baby out. And then you get us to listen, and then that helps all of us out be happier, because you know what? Whenever you go to coffee, you have an extra thing to talk about.
Coffee.
Because you just listen to one of the best podcasts in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's the Joe Rogan podcast. If you are sharing the Joe Rogan podcast, by far one of the best podcasts in the entire world. All jokes aside, Crazy Talk, here we are. All podcast services. If you guys want to reach out to us, give us your thoughts, comments, concerns, thoughts, and ideas. I think I said thoughts already. You guys can reach out to us on Twitter at Crazy Talk Pod. You guys can reach out to us on Twitter. Remember, it's at Crazy Talk Pod. Leave us your questions, comments, or concerns. It is the Sahara Desert over there. Last time I used the Mojave Desert or something like that. I don't even remember. But yeah, it's a little dry over there. So come and just sprinkle a little bit of good tidings and joy on that side. I'm already ready for Christmas because I'm already done with Halloween. Before we get into the big topics, which the topics, obviously, the way this podcast usually works, unless we're shaking it up a bit or doing something new, I bring a topic, Vanessa brings a topic, and then we just discuss it for y'all's amusement. But before we go into that, I have something I want to talk about, mm-hmm. right? And some news about the podcast mm-hmm. that's been floating around in my head. To some, it might be, wow, that's, you know, okay, I'm on board with that. To others, it might be the saddest day in your entire life. So to me, the moment that we started this podcast, or the moment that I pitched the podcast to Vanessa, because, you know, Vanessa's a very busy woman.
Oh, please.
And so I had to pitch this idea to her so that way I can see if this was even worth her time.
Was it?
And after I got the green light from her.
Green light.
After I got the green light from her to go on and move forward with the podcast, I was like, cool, what's the name? I just threw the deep canals of my inner brain. I'm a left-handed person, guys, okay? I try to be as creative as possible.
A left-handed person? Is that what
yes,
you said?
Yes, because majority of the time, left-handed people are very creative.
I don't
people.
Know if that's true.
That is fact. That is absolute fact.
I'm
going to
ask Siri.
Ask Siri.
What do I She's ask? Right.
Are left-handed people creative?
Are left-handed people more creative? Oh, man.
What'd she say?
Well, traditional thought is that left-handers are more creative. Left-handedness has not been proven to correlate directly with greater creativity or visual artistic ability, and creativity does not emanate solely from the right cerebral hemisphere.
Cool. So I've been proven right just by that in and of itself. So the name was just out of my brain, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a thing that I tried thinking about a name, and I just couldn't think about it. And therefore, the name Crazy Talk came to be. And I'm not going to lie. As a matter of fact, before we even went forward and even naming the podcast Crazy Talk, I had to make sure no one else had the name. Someone else has the name. But they didn't seem like they were doing anything on that account at all. So I just moved forward and we just took the name. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because in my brain, I have been considering changing the name of this podcast. Dun, dun, dun.
No.
And with that came a couple of ideas I've been thinking in my brain. Now, lately, if y'all do not consume my other content, the Crazy Talk is under the Ambitious Casual banner. Ambitious Casual is the media thing that I'm trying to do in regards to YouTube videos, Twitch, other podcasts that I also have. And I've been just on a roll. I've been just creatively just going and going and going. The juices have been flowing, and God almighty, that brain better keep squeezing them more. Just please, I need more juice, okay? Mm-hmm. And lately, I've been thinking about some ideas for some names. So before I even give the names, Vanessa, my love, what is your thoughts on possibly changing the name to the podcast?
I mean, we already got merch, you know, personal merch that people made for us.
So I have two shirts that were beautifully made and a mug, and I absolutely love them. Absolutely love mm-hmm. them. And honestly, the thing in my mind that I thought about was, holy moly, the people who made that are probably thinking to themselves, why did I just waste my time on doing that? Mm-hmm. If they literally just are going to change it.
Yeah.
But the thing that I thought in my brain of brains is, this is the OG merch. And one day, when I just don't have money to pay my mortgage, I will be selling that shirt or that mug at such a steep cost, because it's the original OG merch of a podcast that will go on for, I don't know how many years. Again, like I said, Vanessa's a very busy person. If she says we need to stop the podcast tomorrow, I mean, I have to just put all the brakes on and we stop mm-hmm. the podcast. Busy lady.
Yeah.
So, anyways, continue.
I don't know. I don't see a point in changing it. Like, I don't mind it. I don't know. People all the time are like, oh, Crazy Talk or whatever. Like, it's just very easy, rolls off the tongue, you know?
Right.
The names that Robert's had in mind don't exactly do that. So, I mean, if he has a great idea that comes to mind later, maybe.
Well, if there's anything that can strike a creative's heart any harder, that was... that was a dagger straight into the heart.
It doesn't just roll off the tongue.
So, and the reason why I've been rethinking this is because, and Vanessa knows about this, I've talked about this to her for many weeks now. The name Crazy Talk, I've literally told her, I was like, we don't really necessarily talk about anything crazy.
And whose opinion? That's subjective.
I think in just my opinion. I just feel like, in my opinion, the idea of us talking about crazy things. Some, I feel like we just talk about everyday things sometimes. Like, what's the best french fries?
How do you know it's not or crazy to somebody movies. Else?
It may be. Maybe it is. But to me, in my mind, and what I want to deliver, I don't feel like we are delivering something crazy. Someone else can think we're delivering something crazy. Someone can probably say that what I'm doing in regards to my job is crazy, but it's not called crazy. It's called shipped. So in my mind, I just think to myself, what if there's a different name that can either be more vague, but also gives an idea as to what this podcast is? Now, an average podcast lasts between 1.5 to 2 hours, up to 3 to 4 hours. I've listened to some 5-hour podcasts, guys, and trust me, those are some bangers. But our podcast is usually range between the 35 to 45 minute range. Maybe we've creeped up to an hour, but that rarely happens. And I think to me, what I like about that sweet spot is, one, there ain't too much editing for me on my part in regards to editing our audio. Mm-hmm. Two, I think it's such a great bite-sized thing that someone can listen to either in between work and let's say they're on a break or whatever. And I want to make something clear. In that last sentence, what did you hear? There's a key word in what I said. Bite size, which leads me to what I have to bring to the table in regards to new names for the podcast. I've brought these up to Vanessa, and each one she shot down like a duck on hunting season, okay? But I'm going to present them to you guys, and I might hear from y'all. You might tweet us on the @CrazyTalkPod, but y'all just think about them. Let them, you know, boil in your mind and see what comes out in the end, okay?
What if they steal them?
So, okay. So, here are the four names that I thought about, okay? All of them have to do with the word bits, okay?
Okay.
So, and on top of that, it all has to either do with the mouth, because we talk.
Whoa.
That's it. All right, let's get right into it. So, the first one is mouth bites, or mouth bits, my bad. Mouth bits. Now,
it sounds like Bit Mouth, which is a TV show.
That is a TV show. And then there's also a podcast with What's-His-Face from Modern Family called Mouth Feelings. So I kind of think to myself, I don't think that one will work out.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Munch Bits. The reason why I think Munch Bits work, and the entire, whatchamacallit, the entire new logo and redesign and all the graphics for the new show would be in regards to cereal. And the reason why is because either this is an early morning podcast, because this podcast goes up early morning on Fridays. Early morning. Peak of dawn. Jimmy's getting his lunchbox. He's ready to go straight out to those oil fields. Listening to crazy talk. But I wanted to be cereal based. So Munch Bits. Why is it getting, why is the word munch in it? Because you use your mouth, you eat with your mouth. It's mouth and bits of cereal in it. But our podcasts are bits. It's maybe stretching a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're getting somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And here's my last one, because I thought I had four, but I put the same thing two times, so we actually have three. Here's the last one. As a matter of fact, I think I like this one a lot. Okay. Soggy Bits.
Oh my God.
The reason why I like this one. Okay. And before you judge. Everyone, hold your judgment, okay? Hold your horses, hold your judgment, and keep a hold of your pants. The reason why Soggy Bits sounds like a great idea is because when you do not eat your cereal, what happens?
It gets soggy.
Wow. So the reason why the show would be called Soggy Bits is because we are literally talking the entire time and don't have time to eat our cereal. In theory. So, Soggy Bits, that's another one. So, right now we have Mouth Bits, Munch Bits. I think Munch Bits sounds pretty good as the name of the podcast. And then Soggy Bits, that's another name. But I, in my mind, just thinking in regards to design, graphic design, logos, a cereal bowl with the letters, alphabet letters that are the name of the podcast, things like that. I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. I don't agree, but I mean, whatever.
All right, on to the rest of the entire show.
I don't know. I'm just, when people ask, like when they find out I have a podcast, they're like, oh, what's it called? And I'm like, oh, Crazy Talking. It's not, like, embarrassing, you know? If I said Soggy Bits, that's not, you know, I don't know. Also, I watch Love Island a little bit, and bits is, like, a nasty word in the UK, apparently. So when I hear bits, I think of that.
Yeah, well, also the word bloody in Europe is also a slang word.
Okay, I'm not talking about a dirty word.
It's a cuss word. But I say bloody. Man, that dog is bloody. Okay. Or that bloody dog.
You don't say that. Okay. We talked about this being offensive.
Anyways, so Vanessa, would you like to lead off the podcast with your topic, please? Or should we do mine first?
I don't even remember anything anymore.
Okay, I'll start mine off. All right, okay. So, I know people say that Robert talks a lot.
He does.
God. Holy moly, dude. I'm just getting freaking stabbed left and right on this show.
Maybe you don't talk a lot. You just have pauses in between your words, so it feels like you talk forever.
Hey, pregnant pauses. Sometimes it's good to have.
Breaks and pauses.
So, my topic of the show is, how has our music interests change over the years? For me, I like to just give a little bit of a background, okay? I grew up a very, very Christian boy. Not for my entire life. Whenever my parents started going to church at around 2001, it was around 9/11. Whenever they started going to church and we started going... Why was I going to say that two times? When we started going to church,
yes,
music started changing, okay? I clearly remember in the car, we had a Backstreet Boys album, we had a Britney Spears album, we had some La Mafia, and a couple other things here or there. Eminem, I think I remember having an Eminem album.
Excuse me.
This is before we were going to church. Since we started going to church, those all went out the window.
His life changed.
And the biggest tear I shed was when I saw that Backstreet Boys album go. Ba, 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 ba. That's a Backstreet Boys,
I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift. Did you say Backstreet Boys is Bye Bye Bye?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's NSYNC.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong and I am right. And I know more than you do on that topic. Backstreet Boys is Bye Bye Bye.
What is NSYNC?
I don't even know.
It's NSYNC.
No!
Fake fan, bro.
Wow. Well, I never liked them anyways. So Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, you know, same difference. They were the same people. So with that being said, obviously my music had to change. I never really even had much control over it anyways. So we went from that kind of music to just purely Christian music.
What kind of Christian music?
Oh, man. You want me to start performing for you right now?
No.
I
asked him to name them and he sings.
Here I am to
bow. A single song for multiple seconds.
Every single day. Some Chris Tomlin.
Okay.
Some Mercy Me.
Thank you.
Some Michael J. I was going to say Michael J. Fox. Not Michael J. Fox. It was some Michael W. Smith. Wrong letter. That's the Michael W., not Michael J.
Casting Crowns.
The best one out of all of them, and to this day I still stand by it, is?
Toby Mac.
You are wrong.
Matt Carney.
No. You're ruining it all. It's David Crotter.
Oh.
David Crotter is the best Christian, the David Crotter band was the best Christian band of all time.
John Foreman.
To this day, to the fact that their music still holds up.
Switchfoot.
And it is, I'm not done. Their music still holds up, and it's not corny and cheesy. I feel like sometimes Christian music gets a little corny and cheesy. Shame. And at that time, we would get moments where I used to listen to K-Love. Does anybody remember that?
K-Love. They still listen to it. It's still a thing. It's in Corpus.
I feel so bad for them.
It's a local station.
No, it's your. Oh my gosh. K-Love is a California station that is. Search it up right now. Search it up right now. You are so wrong. They had a local.
Do y'all see how excited he gets to prove me?
They had some local people there in regards to Caleb, but Caleb in a hole was a nationwide. Caleb was a nationwide radio station for Christian music. I know this.
Okay, but it's not past tense. It's still present tense.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm trying to say is it is not just a Corpus Christi thing.
Okay.
I used to listen to Caleb when I was down in the valley.
Yeah, you're going to break your chair?
I did. I think I feel like I broke it a little bit. I didn't break it. So, with all that being said, we used to listen to just a lot of Christian music. Sprinkled in every once in a while. Maybe like one or two country songs here or there. Because my dad, he dedicated two country songs to my mother. And then sometimes we hear some La Mafia, which is one of my dad's favorite bands, and that thing would be playing sometimes. But other than that, majority of it was Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I was like, this is fine. I mean, this is kind of all that I knew. But I knew that over time things got cheesy. Things got a little boring and things got samey. The same things got sang over and over and over again. I was like, we need to spice it up in here a little bit. And one of the big things that came around that changed that for me and my brother Brandon was when Caleb started playing this song called Undeniable by a singer named Matt Carney.
Oh.
And Matt Carney, I think he kind of claimed to be a Christian. I think he is considered, I think he considers himself a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But his music never really was Christian oriented to the point where when I listen to Undeniable, I'm so kind of confused as to where they get the Christian parts in that song. But I'm like, whatever, cool. I listen to him. Because of Matt Carney and having iTunes and having what we like to call refers, the kind of music that Matt Carney would refer, not he himself, but on iTunes and stuff like that, opened up the door to such a massive, massive new understanding of music for me. And during that time is when I was just starting to become a young teen, perhaps a tween. And from then on, my love for music evolved thanks to, in and of itself, Matt Carney. Matt Carney broke down the fence and unlocked my chains that were just chained to Caleb. and allowed me to run
you
free.
You better be careful what you say, okay? Your parents listen to that too. They still listen to it.
Hey, I would like to hear what they have to say. And I started running for the fields. I still sang the songs of David Crowder, but I started running to the fields to see what else was out there in the world.
So what did you listen to in your earphones when you ran cross country?
We're not there yet. We're not that part. Oh, we're not okay. There in that part of my life yet.
Okay?
All right. We got 20 minutes on the clock right here, man. We still got some
Robert's
time.
Robert's been talking for 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. I gave you the opportunity to speak and you're like, I don't know.
I forgot.
So here's my thing. I started running for the fields. And because of that, I got to listen to some newer music that I never heard about before. Mm-hmm. Now, this happened over time because it wasn't right away. It was when iTunes at the very beginning was very surface level, but over time as it evolved more, it allowed for more ability to be referred. And one of the bigger things with all that was a small streaming service called, what was I going to say, Steam? Spotify. And Spotify is what absolutely changed the entire game for me and for the rest of my entire life. This was back when Spotify used to be free. And I remember when Brandon downloaded this on our iMac when we were like teenagers. And that is literally what changed it all at that moment.
Which, if I could just add a side note.
Please do.
Okay, the fact that they had an iMac, okay, that makes you like the bougiest family ever. I remember going over to his house for the first time and I was like, whoa, they got money. But I remember y'all having Spotify open.
That iMac sucked. It was not powerful at all.
If my mother-in-law, father-in-law listening to this right now, your son is just roasting you.
Okay, here's my thing. I'm not roasting my parents.
His life was awful.
Let me get there. My life was not awful. I want to make that clear. At the time, that iMac was very good. At the time. The only reason why we had that iMac was because little Brandon wanted to cry.
He
wanted to put up a fit because Brandon was such a big Steve Jobs Apple fanboy that if my parents said we need to get a desktop and Brandon fought so hard, I want an iMac because Brandon was the iMac. He was the Apple boy. He was the Apple boy.
Johnny Appleseed.
Absolutely. That
His
was
name
him.
Is John.
His name is John. Johnny Appleseed, A and B equals C. Because of that, my parents... I don't even know how, I don't know if they were even I don't even know if they were even in like the market to buy something like that at the moment. God bless them. Because to them, they're probably like, we love our son. We want them to be happy. So let's get in debt and buy this computer for Brandon. So we got this computer. At the time, the computer was good. But the time, when I mean the iMac sucked, I mean, it's not a good computer in this day and age or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the time, it was an okay computer. But it wasn't the strongest computer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, I tried doing multiple things on that computer. That can be for another story, another day. My endeavors on that computer.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me just recap real fast.
Oh my goodness.
Little boy.
Gracious.
Listen to only Christian music over time. Maybe some country, maybe some La Mafia. We listened to Matt Carney thanks to Caleb. And then because of Matt Carney, we listened to all the Matt Carney's songs. We bought his album. That's how we used to listen to music. I would buy the album. When I was the kind of kid that would go on a mission trip and I had a CD player because I didn't have an MP3 player yet, do you know what album I had with me when I went on those mission trips or those little trips from church? I had a Chris Tomlin album in that CD player. That's the lame boy I was. Now, time moving fast and fast forwarding. I'm a teenager. We're in a different place, different city, different time period. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in the 2000s. 2000s. And Spotify is a thing. And the moment that we searched up the name Matt Carney, on the right side of the screen, back in the old days when they used to work this way, they had all the artists that were just almost like, they were almost like Matt Carney. And that is when my world blew up. All thanks to Spotify. All thanks to Spotify.
Sponsorship and...
Now, on top of that, okay. What I would like to say is, and going into Matt Carney's and Spotify range, that right there is a big story in and of itself. We'll get to that because I want to give you a moment to speak. But what I like to say real fast is that is Matt Carney's what opened the door for me to listen to a lot of different music that is now my favorite music of all time. And on the side, I tried finding music that was just like that music, but Christian-wise. And I had to give props to this random compilation CD that was at a Lifeway Christian store. And I picked that baby up, and on that album was Future of Forestry. And Future of Forestry was what opened my eyes to the fact that there can be some other Christian bands or music that did not sound like the traditional Christian music, but was extremely creative. That opened the door to like other possibilities for me. So before we go any further, that's the first half of my story. Vanessa, I'd like to pass on to you. Give us, I want to know your childhood. That's what we're, I'm trying to get at.
I can't.
I want to know your childhood of what the music that you listened to and how did it evolve.
Here's the
up
thing.
To when you were a teenager.
This was going to be my topic earlier. Okay. I literally just told Robert that I have no recollection. Like I have no, like I'm struggling with nostalgia really bad because I can't remember things. So that, I mean, that, there's my topic. There you go. It's really hard for me to like think of things. That's very sad for me because I love feeling all the emotions. So I don't know, but.
You went to a concert to someone in particular.
Oh, when I was in fifth grade.
Yes.
Avril Lavigne. But that wasn't my choice. Like it was my friend's birthday and she got to choose two friends to go. And I was like, yeah, sure.
God, I wish I had a friend that was like, let's just go to AC/DC and you have to just come along. I was
went
like,
to okay. Grottos. Beforehand.
So you don't remember the kind of music you grew up listening to?
I mean
to.
Like Christian music. Okay. Let me rewind. All right.
Let's rewind.
I do kind of know. Because now when Robert listens to it, he's like, what the heck is this? And I'm like, rude. You had no childhood. My parents.
I did, by the way.
Sorry, mother-in-law, father-in-law. My parents listened, well, yes, to Christian music. Like the Christian radio was on all the time. But they had some secularism in there, you know what I mean? We're a little secular. I'm just kidding. Also, you know what? It's fine.
No. That's not how this works.
Okay, the difference between us is like I'm the youngest and you're the oldest.
Okay.
And so what we've talked about recently is like sometimes you adapt certain like interests based on your older siblings are based on whoever the oldest is. So I tell Robert now, like, your siblings might have interests similar to yours because there's certain movies or music that I get nostalgic about because when I hear it or watch it, it reminds me of home or, like, my brothers, and so I like it. Not necessarily because I, like, love Adam Sandler, but, like, because my brothers did, it makes me feel like I'm at home. So, granted, the secularism, you know, because I had older siblings... Okay, like, I listen to some, you know, 90s hip-hop and R&B and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Mm. Amanda Perez and, you know.
Can I hear a little bit?
There's one called Candy Kisses.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
I can play it for you.
No, that's, we get a strike with that.
It has some pretty inappropriate things in it, so I'm really not going to sing it.
Oh, let's move.
Okay, anyways, I had an older sister. So I'm not talking about that. That's not nostalgic for me. But I literally have made playlists within quarantine for all three of my siblings because I just have music that reminds me of them.
Oh, yes.
Like a whole thing for Matt, which is like techno and jazz and band music because that's how me and Matt relate. So when I have this playlist, I can like hang out with him and I don't know. It's just things that I remember growing up. And then John's is like... honestly music from movies but also some like old-timey music and like I don't know Island in the Sun like Weezer type of music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amber. So yes, I have playlists for them and my mom's playlist and my dad's playlist. Well, they're kind of different, but my mom's is like, I can look it up, but oldies galore basically. So, like, any 93.9, shout out to the Corpus people, because I don't know what you would call that anywhere else. I literally haven't listened to the radio since I've lived in Corpus, if that changes anything.
Neither have I.
Since I've had Spotify, really. So I have, I mean, Mambo Number 5, okay. Like, Elton John, or Van Morrison, or Rick James, or the Bee Gees, the Commodores, she loves, Lionel Richie, Frankie Valli, stuff like that. The Supremes, The Foundations, Stevie Wonder, King Harvest, ABBA, Queen, with my family. It was a huge. So we just listen to the oldies all the time. Like, yeah. So nostalgic for me. I want my kids to be raised on that music because it is so good.
And I never listened to that
before. And classic. And it just, like, makes you feel happy and at home because now music's very sad. My dad's music is very similar, but more like Kool and the Gang, the Earth, Wind, and Fire, and what's the other one? We're supposed to go see them in concert this year, but you know.
I thought that was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
COVID hit. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I'm trying Santana? To think of Santana. So those were more of my dad's side. So they're all oldies, but my dad likes more of that, like, dancey type of music. And
Vanessa's dad, a very, very good salsa dancer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
When are you going to pause with that?
I don't know. Also, he's
not. I mean, not that I know of.
Yeah, that's why I just thought that was weird.
You make me seem like I'm such a weirdo, dude.
I also was very much like a daddy's girl growing up. And so my dad and I bonded over, I was going to say very few things, but that sounds really sad. Jesus. No, like, steak was our meal and Michael Bublé was our man, you know? That's just what we listened to. He's like a classic. I always said that I would want to go to a concert. Well, Earth, Wind, and Fire in Santana. I would love to do that with my dad, which, I mean, hopefully, God willing, next year. But Michael Bublé is, like, pretty high up there.
Do you really consider Michael Bublé as a classic? He's fairly new, isn't he?
I don't think so. I don't know what his first album was, but I used to listen to him growing up. So, I mean, it's been a minute.
Because I know that he started in the early 2000s, but I don't know if that's considered a classic.
Well, that's 20 years ago
already. 2003.
Yeah, so that's like 17 years ago.
The Spider-Man theme.
I'm only 23. So 17 years ago, I was 6 years old. So yeah, that's my childhood. Anyways, so he's just one of those ones that remind me of my dad and just like a classic. But yeah, very old time type of music. How's it evolved? I mean, middle school, I was into what everybody else was in middle school. I feel like my whole generation listened to the same stuff, but like Paramore and like some screamo.
Sweet.
And stuff like that.
Can you give us an example?
Knives and Pens.
No, like I want like sing it?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I used to try and do the pig squeal, you know, but.
You want to try
it? No, I'm good. Okay. High school, I really don't remember my music scene, but I was in band. So, I mean, like, yes. I played music all the time. I was also in jazz band. I'm a huge jazz fan, which is not common, apparently, anymore. Which is kind of why I like Michael Bublé, because he's, like, the modern version of jazz. But, you know,
yeah.
I love Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra. Very opposite of what Robert's into, basically.
Yes. I mean, everyone listens to the opposite of what I listen to.
I mean, yeah. And I guess I'll jump into now and then you can finish now, but
cool.
When I met Robert.
Oh boy.
Okay, this is honestly where I feel the peak of where it was. I used to listen to Pandora, okay? It was free. And, you know,
at the beginning, yeah. A lot of these things started off free.
Pre-Robert, I listened to Pandora, and then I met Robert and I moved to Spotify. But Robert was really into 21 Pilots before they were cool. And then, I mean, we still are fans, but like,
no, yeah, they I just love them.
Blew up. So I would listen to the 21 Pilot radio on Pandora.
Yes.
Which led me to find an artist that I really enjoy named Watsky. Mm-hmm. So I've always really enjoyed rap music, but like, as you can tell, 21 Pilots is a little, it's not rap music, it's different.
It's like, and this then, weird pop. At the beginning, they were a little pop rap mix kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they've kind of moved away and just been more pop.
Yeah. And then Watsky is definitely like, he's not spoken word and he's not rap in a way, but he is, but he's not. And he talks while he sings. I don't know.
He's like a poet.
Yeah. He can rap really fast, but He doesn't in his music, if that makes sense. So, anyways,
if you don't mind, real quick, Watsky is known. If you go on YouTube,
yeah,
and search up Watsky, he's one of the guys at the time when he started getting big was because he had a YouTube video showing off how fast he can rap. And he was like the fastest rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a video on there that showed how fast he can rap. So he does rap, but over time he's become more spoken word.
Yeah. He just did a Guinness World Record for like the longest rap over like 30 some hours.
Yeah.
He was doing it for some organization to raise money. Yeah. Anyways, I don't recommend parents, y'all listen to him, but I mean, I like him a lot. Man. And like now, well, Robert and I went to, we've gone to AJR, which is very poppy, happy.
How did you find
music?
Them?
I don't remember. Oh, Ingrid Michaelson, because we went to the Ingrid Michaelson concert.
Right. You're right.
Because Robert really liked Ingrid Michaelson.
Yes.
And then the opener was AJR.
Yes.
And so I became obsessed with them, and they've blown up a little, not quite as much, but I mean, they've blown up.
Oh, they've blown up for sure.
So now I listen to them. We've gone to Maggie Rogers. And then Robert told me about this guy that he really wanted to go to his concert. And I was like, okay. And so we went. And a bunch of Asian rappers, essentially, were performing in different languages, different Asian languages. Weirdest experience that I've ever had, but now that led me into like liking Joji, and now I don't know, like the music I listen to is very similar in that sense, like Watsky, Joji, Rex Orange County. It's like feel good music, mm-hmm. but like the actual singing part is like talking / rapping or something. But then I also listen to like Surfaces and Forest and like,
yeah,
I don't know, Claro and different things, but like, I don't know. I literally listen to anything because if I listen to playlists from one of my siblings, they're all going to look different, or my mom or my dad. I have a Robert playlist, which is super, it's music that he likes, which is very sad and slow and makes you want to cry, but it makes him happy. I have a crying playlist. I have my weird, like, let's go ham today type of playlist. Also rap playlist. Yeah, I listen to a lot.
So I think for me, right when Spotify happened and Matt Carney was on there and seeing the recommendations on the side, it opened up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I started listening to a lot of artists on that side and it expanded a lot more. And it wasn't necessarily, it was considered, what's the word? It wasn't acoustic. And it's not pop. It was like this different kind of fusion. It wasn't considered indie at the time either, but it was softer a bit. And I never listened to music like that before. And obviously certain things come into the mix that influences the music or influences you to listen to that music. So like, you know, Brandon, like I said, enjoyed Steve Jobs. And so one of Steve Jobs' favorite singers was Norah Jones. And so we listened to Norah Jones and that lead to this and that and to Regina Spektor. And then I remember going to this summer camp one time, and this girl was singing You and I by Ingrid Michaelson. And I was like, what song is that? And she told me. So I went home. I couldn't find it on Spotify because, again, this was at the very beginning when Spotify was just starting. So they didn't have everything. So I went on to Amazon. I don't even know whose account I was on, but I bought it off of Amazon and I started listening to that. And because Ingrid, that was the start of my love for Ingrid. Ingrid was so good. And it introduced me to someone with a very soft voice that can sing in a way that was very acoustic, but that was like her style. And I loved it. And I never grew up with all the big pop stars at all.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, Jay-Z, Eminem, Pink, whatever. Like I never grew up with any of those people. So any music that I listen to that are regards to them, because now that I have Spotify and I do listen to them now, I mainly only listen to their newer stuff because I have no ties to any of their old stuff at all. But I think right now with where we're at music wise, I think this is the best we have ever been regards to music and what is out there. Because I have to give maybe 80%, 90% of that to Spotify, because Spotify allowed me to use the tab that was music that you might like, because of this, and then it led to this, and then it led to that, and led to that. And because of that, it has allowed me to find so many new artists and expand my horizons to these people that back in the day without Spotify, I don't think they would necessarily be a thing, because you would have to meet this certain quota or this certain kind of music for people to print your disc and then get there. Mm-hmm. But now you can make anything. There's someone that Vanessa and I both like, Doty. she makes her music from her bedroom. Yeah. There's some music that she used to release, and I think it's on Spotify. She made that in her bedroom.
Yeah. Son of Cloud did the same, or his album
will be
the
same. Yes. And I'm pretty sure there's some production that goes there, extra bits here or there, but majority of it, like, it's from her bedroom, and she's good, and she has such a soothing voice, mm-hmm. and she records it a very certain way. And her, I know it's not just her voice. It's like the way that she utilizes her mic and the way that she puts the settings on her mic just to when she talks. It's like there's a lot more bass than there is treble, and her voice just sounds so calming when she's singing. It sounds so good and crisp. And then there's People, which is my favorite band of all time, Daughter, that I found, that is just extremely soft, but the music is very sad. And I think for me, I gravitated more towards the sad music over time because, you know, I was just, that was where I was and at that place at that time that I needed something. At the time, I didn't need something to make me sad. I need something to make me happy. For some reason, I think in my anxiety and my stress at the time, that music brought me relief because mm-hmm. it was soft and soothing to me mm-hmm. and I enjoyed it. And I still listen to that music to this day. They're still one of my favorite bands of all time. And they have helped me expand to so many other musics. Joji right now is one of my favorite singers of all time. And mm-hmm. he was on YouTube as doing comedy videos. And it has evolved from that to where he is now with this record label that that kind of pushes and elevates more of an Asian artist up. And so he's part of that ranks with other people called Rich Brian and mm-hmm. All these other singers, Nikki, and this rap group and things like that, that I love listening to them. I think they're very talented. But if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for Spotify and allowing music from other regions to cross over, like Blackpink or why is it
the boy band?
What's the boy band called? Oh my gosh, they're so famous. It doesn't matter. So other like that big, the big Asian boy band that's literally just going across the world doing whatever they want to do now. Like they are mega stars. If it wasn't for things like Spotify or the internet allowing things like that, we would not be where we're at today. And so
BTS,
there we go. BTS, they're really good. Listen to them if you have a chance. So, yeah, I really, like, my music changes evolve so much over time, but I have my hands in a lot of different areas. Sometimes I really want to listen to Doja Cat, who's very pop slash rap. She's a pop rap artist. And some days I want to listen to Novo Amor. That is, like, a very soft, chill music that, like, you can listen. You need to listen to that, his music, when you're on top of a mountain. Or like Sleeping At Last. The only reason why I heard of Sleeping At Last was because he did a cover to this song that led me to his other music, and mm-hmm. that became Vanessa and I's dance song. Like music has wedding. Just always yeah at our wedding. I got to put some context on
dance
that.
Song.
And just to me, music means so much to me because it has been with me for a long time. I love seeing my evolution in that, and what makes me most excited is like sharing that with my kids. I already have songs ready that I want to dedicate to my children whenever we have them. And I'm just that kind of person. I really enjoy music. I used to play the guitar. I used to play the piano. I don't do it myself anymore. But, man, I really, really love music. And it means a lot to me. That's all I listen to is music and podcasts all day. So
I was going to ruin your moment. That's why I started smiling.
No, really? What were you going to say?
You're, like, feeling all emotional. I'm like, man, it's just so good. Now I'm going to start singing the...
What's going on? I love that song.
Yeah, I agree.
What's your topic? We're at 45 minutes, I know. Do you want to continue or you want to like keep it for later?
I can keep it for later. I don't know. I mean, I disproved myself about the nostalgic thing. I feel like memories, okay? So yeah. Let me just reiterate. I don't mean like I can't remember anything.
But. Well, no. I get where you're coming from, and I don't want to get too deep into it because I really want to touch on that subject because I'm an extremely nostalgic person. Mm-hmm. And nostalgia is something that I thrive off of. So I really want to talk about that. We'll leave that topic for the next episode unless you think of something different. I was thought to myself, should we do something Halloween themed? But I'm like, I don't even care about Halloween, so why would I do that?
Halloween.
And by the time that we get to the next episode, it's going to be past Halloween and into November. So anyways, I guess that's the end of the podcast, guys. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Remember, you guys can find this podcast on all your podcast services. Don't forget to rate it on whatever podcast service you're on and share it on your social media and with friends so that way they can see it and try it out. That would really help us grow this podcast. I'm right now trying my best to make a deal with Bugles because I want to be sponsored by them. I think Bugles are underrated.
Gardettos are underrated.
Okay. Yeah, they are. And with that being said, if you guys want to keep up with us or give us your thoughts, comments, concerns, remember, you can go to Twitter on our account at Crazy Talk Pod. Remember, it is at Crazy Talk Pod. It might not be called that much longer because you might change the name. Who knows? We'll see. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Again, we appreciate it. Until next time, peace out, y'all.